Hi guys, we are back again. So let's continue from where we left. Yes, Jess, you are asking something, right?
Yeah, I was also going to ask you, like you are studying astronomy, you are highly interested in it. So yeah, what's your take on do you have some interest in physics or yeah, just it's all about astronomy and all.
Me particularly, I don't have much interest in classical physics, but I really like math, and I like the part of physics which deals with astronomy. So I try to get myself more acquainted with that, but not other things of physics. For example, I try to study things like optics, which are related to telescopes. I try to read about different theories of creation. Then I try to read more about string theory and all the theories which are so huge that how do I put it into words? The theories which are directly try to answer the question of reality. So I'm interested in that part and the optics.
Yes.
I know physics is a big spectrum, but I'm cherry picking it. I'm an engineer, so
Yes. So.
So also for anyone who is interested in like astronomy, do you have something to say to them?
Yeah, so I would say that please come and experience it for yourself. It is really a liberating experience. Your mind will be open to so many new ideas, and it will give you a method of scientific thinking. So in a world of misinformation, we really need more people to think sanely, and I guess science is the way to go. And particularly in science, I guess astronomy is the sexiest field of science. And yeah, once you get here, the journey is unending. We are all on it. We are all on the train. You can get in at any station, and our journey never conclude. So there are very little fields in which there is never enough that you know. So in astronomy,
Yeah.
that is the case. If you go to one horizon, there is an entire plethora of horizons standing next to challenge you. So yeah, I learn everything. I learn new things every day, and the probability of getting your mind blown is very high in astronomic fields. So just the other day, I was listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast, and the things he said, some of them completely blew my mind. And he also said that in one another interview, he said 8 to 10 times a week you should have instances where you blow your mind. The things that you hear are blowing your mind or see. And the probability of that happening in any other fields is, I don't think that's a possibility more than in astronomy. So please come here. We are a fun tribe, and we have different areas that you can pick and choose from. You can go to astrophotography, you can go to classical physics, astrophysics, or you can just be interested in storytelling, the stars, stargazing. So yeah, I would really encourage anyone who wants to come into the field of astronomy to do so.
Yes, you heard him right. Because astronomy is older than language itself. So before communicating, people were looking at skies and starting to wonder what are those things in sky. So that's really fascinating. And astronomy is something which will mock sense into people who are like depressed with their daily life problems and all that stuff.
And it is particularly lucrative to young people. And once you, I mean, science popularization is one field that JMP works in. And once you attract young minds towards the field of science, they can then choose the lone path. But what you do in the process is you change their way of thinking. They become more critical of everything. They start to question things and try to get to an answer. And I really think that is very important in today's age.
Yeah, actually, instead of mucking things up, yeah, it's important to understand them in the first place.
And get to your own conclusions by conducting your own experiments instead of listening to misinformation, because misinformation spreads 10 times faster than actual information. So you
Yes,
should have the
it's like a
ability to
gossip.
cross-check it. Yeah, just like gossip. So you should have the ability to make the difference.
Yeah, so yeah, we have pretty good example, right? The misinformation about eclipses and all, yeah, it's going
Oh
for ages and
yes.
ages. Yeah, still now people
Yes.
are thinking about its consequences of eating in eclipses or any other things.
And not just uneducated people, but even the people who are very, very educated in commerce field or let's say math field, if they are not from science, if they have no concept of astronomy in their life, all of them believe that eclipses can have some kind of effect on you. And it is really sad that such a basic thing, such a beautiful thing, is to be feared. So I had to start from my grandparents, and they had a good attitude of learning. So I taught them how the eclipses work and how it can never even if the sun and moon wanted to have an effect on you, they can't. In the circumstances that they are going through, even moon and sun can have no effect on your life whatsoever. But yeah, it was definitely a learning curve for them. But I still keep trying, and they now they don't believe in misinformation about eclipses. They go out and look at the eclipse. Last year, I think 2019, in December 2019, a partial solar eclipse was visible, and it was the happiest moment for me when my grandmother called me and said, "Do you have the solar eclipse sunglasses? I would really like one." And that was a really heartwarming moment for me. So people who were afraid of eclipses are now appreciating the beauty of it. So yeah.
Yeah, instead of being reckless, like they should know facts. Yeah, instead
And
of.
the thing is, many people say that these are religious stories and they have a deeper meaning in it. But actually, if you look at the reality and not some made-up stories, the reality is much more fascinating than the stories that are prevalent, than the false stories, I should say. So yeah, come to the light side, I would say.
Yeah, also that the mathematics behind the eclipses and all is pretty beautiful and also difficult for some people to understand. So yeah, so some people choose that religious or the story is pretty easy and yeah, they're
I
easy to
mean,
grasp.
it is easier to explain the entire mechanism of eclipse even without having a shred of mathematical knowledge. JVP actually has a test rig on which we have placed all the planets, the sun, moon of at least one or two moons of every planet. Of course, we just have one, but other planets have more moons. So we have placed that on that test rig, and we take it to different schools and we show them how eclipses work, how Shani Sade Sati is another big myth, and we try to disprove that. And the children are actually more fascinated by the actual reality than the stories that they have heard, because it is more fascinating. The structure of universe. No stories better than that.
Yeah, not misguiding them.
Yeah. That's what really needed in schools, because astronomy must be taught compulsory. It should be made compulsory, because every now and then when now people know me and my friends know me, so they sometimes ask me, "You are doing astrology, right?" Then I'm just like so irritated from that just single word that I don't talk to them.
So whenever one of my friends says that, I just tell him, yeah, I do astrology. Please show me your hand, and be ready to pay me some amount of money. I'll tell you the future.
Yeah,
I'll do that. I'll say
something bad about you next time. Anyway, the future telling is made up. So why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
It is just
made up stories, which have no scientific basis whatsoever. So, if they are mocking you, this is if they are mocking you, then you can go for this approach. But generally, don't, because don't seem to take jokes very
seriously.
Positively. They might just believe you and take life decisions. So don't.
Yeah, because recently people started believing in aliens because of that monolith.
Yeah.
So whatever can happen.
I mean, aliens, there are other compelling proofs as well. So the videos released by US Navy, they have detected UFOs. But it is a UFO, unidentified flying object. We don't know what it is. Let's not assume it is aliens. That's
us. Yeah, also about the flat earther community and all that bullshit. Yeah.
You know what that shows is misinformation can create an international clout, and they can such a ridiculous theory, if marketed correctly, can have a larger impact. I don't know how many members they have, maybe more than 10,000 or something. But it is a particularly dangerous example of how misinformation can spread.
Yeah, actually, me and Jaydeep had a pretty funny experience. Like, we were in an exhibition, explaining them some basic astronomy, and one old person came and just started asking questions. Like, Earth is flat, so is the moon. And yeah, he started showing us NASA logos. Like, I was saying, how do we expect a hologram? Like, the logos are always going to be in 2D, right? Whatever you see. So he was saying, the logo is 2D because actually the Earth is flat and so is the moon. So yeah, at the end, we just told him, come see moon with us. We'll show you through the telescope. It's beautiful edges and all. Yeah, he just argued and never showed up.
So there is one more proof.
Actually, I told that person to publish a research paper on it, and then he just went off. He took it.
They don't have the scientific ability to do that, because when you actually go on conducting the experiment, the proofs you will get are not what they are expecting, right? they will find out that the Earth is round. They will find out that Apollo actually happened. So one conversation stopping proof of Apollo missions is the mirrors that have been placed on the moon. So Apollo missions, the astronauts placed some mirrors on the surface of the moon and they pointed them towards Earth. So why is that important? Because if you send a laser, if you shoot a powerful laser from Earth towards moon, then and because the mirrors are aligned or pointed towards Earth, the signal that comes back takes 2 seconds of time. It is weak and you cannot detect it with naked eye or a normal photographic film. But if you use a big antenna, you can capture those waves which are coming back. And if you calculate the time difference, it is 2 seconds, closer to 2 seconds, which is exactly how far the moon is, one light second away from Earth.
It is shown in Big Bang Theory. And the person that Zach, he thinks that they are going to cut the moon in half.
Blow up the moon.
The moon. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, also I was just amazed ki at that old guy's theory that we met earlier. Yeah, he was saying ki suppose if a river is like going from north to south, yeah, he was expecting ki at the equator that river must go perpendicular. If the Earth is round, then that river must go like perpendicular into the space. Like, I was just amazed ki, like, how can you think that?
So, we can't really blame the people who are old in age, because just try to put yourself in their shoes. They haven't had the access to the technology that we have had. Even if they now have the access to internet, they are not capable to use it. So they're old fashioned in their approaches, and that's why we cannot really judge them. We can try to convince them, but I understand if they don't get convinced, because they have been in the era of 1950s, 1960s. They have grown up at that time, and I would say that wasn't particularly good era for education in any field, not just in science, but in any field. The education wasn't really great at the time, so we cannot really blame them for the views they have. But if they are going to affect some political policy because of their views, then of course we should intervene. But until then, I don't think there is any harm in them having their own way of thinking. I think it is slowly getting eradicated, and we won't need to convince the young. At least we won't need to convince the youngsters now. I hope.
Yes.
That the Earth is just round.
Yes, people nowadays are starting to get more attracted towards science, and they are really curious to know the science behind how things work. So I don't think that thought will exist in few years. It may exist, but
I sincerely hope so.
Yeah, then in future
society has some bad ideas, has some good ideas. So let's be humble about it.
Because we learned from them.
We are not superior to our ancestors. We just have access to better technology. That's all.
Yes.
That's the only difference between us and our ancestors. So no need to look down upon them. We can just ignore things which are unscientific. That's what doctors and scientists do, right? They don't pay attention to public opinion. They keep on doing their work, and that's what we must do as well. We should ignore anything that is unscientific. We should fight for having science, making science-based policy decisions, the decisions made by government. But if that is not the case, we can just ignore. We don't need to get into war with everyone who doesn't believe
ellipses
or things or matter.
Just let them be.
Just let them be. It's not worth it.
Yeah, also there have been many policies like Dubai land on moon, actually pretty people are also pretty believing it, and yeah, buying cheap land on moons and all.
Yeah.
Also
and
on Mars.
I have heard about that scam. Yeah. Yep. I've heard about it. Yeah, now these things like these can be really fought against. But this is misinformation which is affecting lives of people. So in that case we can fight against it, but if that's not the case, then just let it go. You can use your energy elsewhere.
They're just not worthy of our time.
I mean, why engage with someone who's not going to change their mind, whatever you do? Just don't engage.
And also, like, I wanted to ask about, what do you think about this pandemic affecting the astronomy activities? Like,
so,
public activities.
Public activities have definitely been... science popularization work, that has definitely been affected a lot. Because we haven't been able to conduct star parties and or any kind of exhibitions, anything where people come together and learn about science. We haven't been able to do that for quite some time now, more than any year. But in terms of amateur astronomy or backyard astronomy, this has been great because you have all the time that you want to invest in your hand. So you can just buy a telescope, set it up in your backyard and start observing. When one of our members really did a great job with it, Prathamesh Jaju. He recently captured a photo of the moon and it went viral. You guys might have seen it. The mineral rich photo of moon. So that's how we should that's how the amateur astronomers have found time to deal with the pandemic. Everyone is inside the house, the pollution is less, the skies are clearer because of that. So for amateur activities and individual activities, this has been a great time. But maybe not very much for science popularization.
Yeah, also still we have our main event, the clouds.
Any
those are the enemies.
has to be attended by clouds. I mean, I don't know why, but I guess they are. So in 2019, there was an eclipse visible from Coimbatore. And we went all the way there. I traveled from here to India. And then the entire group of JVP traveled from Pune to Coimbatore. And except Coimbatore, all of India was clear. Only Coimbatore had clouds. I don't know why that happens, but I don't think there is any correlation. But at any astronomical event, the clouds have to attend it. I don't know why.
They are uninvited guests.
It's just bad luck, I guess.
Yeah, it happens always, like this year's eclipse also. Yeah, the cloud, Pune was pretty cloudy.
Yeah, I think the eclipse wasn't visible from Pune. The lunar eclipse, if you are talking about, it wasn't visible.
The
solar eclipse.
Yeah, from in 2019.
Solar eclipse. Oh yeah, May 24th. Yeah, May 24th. Yes.
I remember,
I guess you guys would have seen a partial one and the North India, some parts of North India were able to see the annular solar eclipse.
So I'd like to thank you for your time.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks for your support.
So we talked about astronomy, various topics about astronomy and all the activities that amateur astronomers can do. And we also talked about navigation using astronomy and how important it is. And also that how astronomy can change your life. And that science is the ultimate reality. And you guys,
in science lives hope.
Yeah, science lives hope.
Science lives hope.
So you guys should really get into that in order to understand how things work and not believe in other superstitions of misinformation. So yes, it was really nice talking to you, Prayag. We really had fun.
Same here.